Just this week, I learned that Amazon sells 53% of the physical books in the United States and more than 80% of the e-books. I wish that I didn't have to say why this is bad for discourse, but I have attempted to describe why this is bad for discourse, and many people have gotten angry at me. It is bad for discourse because one corporation should not control significant swaths of books. Are a major form of discourse. Books are still have a gravitas that is not in news articles. And it's bad enough when you have news being concentrated in ownership, when you have television being controlled by oligopolies, by small groups, by, you can call them cartels if you want, but anyway, small groups. This is, and when you have book distribution, you can have a bazillion publishers, but if there is effectively one distributor, that means that one distributor gets to choose how discourse goes forth in terms of books. What books get read, what books don't. And this is completely unacceptable. And the reason this came to my attention this week is because Amazon has now made it their policy to not distribute books that go against the transgender ideology. And this is at the same time that they are distributing pornography, they are distributing Mein Kampf, they are distributing Stuka Pilot by Hans Rudel. Hans Rudel, really interesting guy, was one of the best pilots, war pilots of all time. By himself, he took out like more than 600 Soviet tanks, several Soviet ships, absolutely extraordinary pilot, and a completely after the war unrepentant Nazi. And it publishes those books. Those are okay. Or not publishes, but distributes those books. And here's where I'll get into trouble with some of the lefties, is I think actually it should distribute Mein Kampf, and it should distribute Stuka Pilot, and it should distribute a wide variety of books that are objectionable, because that's how discourse moves forward. And I mean, they publish Queer Theory, which I find the most odious modern philosophy around. And I would never suggest that Amazon not carry Queer Theory. What I would suggest is those of us who despise Queer Theory write better books. The problem is that we can't, because, well, we can, but who's going to distribute them? I found this out when I wrote a book a few years ago. Actually, I wrote this book almost 10 years ago now, about a struggle for the soul of anarchism between those who understand that governments are by and for those in power on one hand, and on the other hand, you have those who believe that because governments exist by and for those in power, therefore all social restrictions are inherently oppressive and all social restrictions must be done away with, which is why those post-left anarchists and queer theorists is in the same category, can argue in favor of things like pedophilia because all social restrictions must be done away with. I find that abhorrent. And in the book, I discuss that. And the result of that was that my anarchist publisher, Seven Stories, dumped me. They held the book, and then they put in their catalog, and then they pulled it, and they severed our relationship because I dared to question that. And I'm not suggesting that Seven Stories should publish something they don't like. What I'm saying is that Seven Stories is tiny. And all small bookstores and all small book publishers should, of course, just publish the things they want to publish. But it seems to me that when you control more than half of the book discourse, book distribution, then you have approached the level of being a public utility. And that brings with it a responsibility. Because back before Amazon destroyed the small booksellers, if I go to one bookstore and they don't carry a book and they refuse to carry it on moral grounds, that's fine, because there used to be, remember these days, when there were six other bookstores within a 20-mile radius. And you could just go to another one and find it. These days, Amazon has driven them out of business. And even Obama acknowledges that big tech is the greatest threat to democracy in the United States right now. And I don't understand why more people don't find this horrifying. I guess I want to tell one more story about it, which is one of the favorite interviews that I ever did was of George Gerbner. George Gerbner was the TV violence guy. You know, when you hear studies of how much violence there is on TV, those were his studies, and they were conducted from the 50s through the 90s. I don't know if his organization's continuing them. I interviewed him back then. And he said that everybody misinterprets his work. His point was not that there's too much violence on TV, although there was. He said it created what we call a mean world syndrome, where people can think that the world is meaner than it actually is, because you turn on the television and you can see, you know, a dozen murders in one night, and most of us don't see any murders in our entire lives. So it makes you think that the world is a lot more violent and a lot meaner than it really is. But that wasn't the main point. The main point was, he said, always is who does what to whom. So you can have a white male who's a police officer, and he can kill 20 people in the first 5 minutes, and that's just normal. But if you have a woman who is a civilian, kills one person the entire movie has to be about why she would do such a thing. So the question is always who does what to whom. But that's not the real point I bring him up. The real reason I bring him up is because he was a media expert. He also, in World War II, literally fought the Nazis. He was a resistance fighter in, I think it was Czechoslovakia, Romania, Hungary, one of those three countries. And he literally fought, literally, the Nazis, the literal Nazis. And he, as opposed to modern cancel culture, which says that anybody who disagrees with you is a Nazi and every Nazi must be punched or deplatformed, he fully believed that the solution to Nazi and neo-Nazi rhetoric is to counter it with more rhetoric and let them speak and then let somebody else counter them and then let somebody else counter them. And his solution was more and more speech. And he would be presumably spinning in his grave now at this closure of discourse. And I just want to say also that when I pointed out that Amazon controls more than half of the book trade, the ones who were getting the most angry at me about pointing this out were lefties and anarchists. They were upset that I was upset that a major corporation is controlling discourse. That's where the left has gone these days to die.